Whether there's difference between an engagement ring and a wedding band.
What's the difference between those?
Well, an engagement ring, this is one that got the rock on it.
I see.
Well, sometimes engagement rings get rocks on it. But it's mostly a band.
Okay.
I realized something I said that sounds so chauvinistic.
What might you call clothes that somebody else had owned and worn until you got them?
Secondhand.
Secondhand, as a child or anything else?
Hand-me-downs. Well, I've been hand-me-downs four times. And hand-me-ups, too.
Any difference between the kind of hand that are passed along between members of the family and those that you get donations or something from somebody else, or you bought them?
Oh, secondhand clothes are clothes you get up, not from your family.
Okay.
Hand-me-downs.
From the family, okay. What would you call very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
What would I call it? Well, it's very fashionable. No, it's good. In style, a la mode. I don't know.
You mean for something really stylish or fashionable?
Fashionable. Yeah, I mean fashionable.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Cheap?
Cheap? Oh, you can like cheap. Oh, slang thing?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be slang, just whatever term you might call it. When you store winter clothes in the closet during the summer?
What
do you store
mothballs?
Well, you might put them in mothballs. What do you store them in? Is there anything you store them in?
Oh, we put them in huge boxes.
In boxes?
In the attic.
You put them in bags?
Oh, you put them in bags like for suits.
What do you call them?
Bags.
What do you call
bags?
Bag?
Bags. Oh, but I have to call them.
Is there a different, yeah, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is what about something you carry on an airplane or something with some clothes?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of various styles of shoes can you name?
How you have the flat, the pump, the high heel, spikes, the cleat, the tennis shoes, the wedge shoes, the sandals. Loafers.
Different between men's and women's styles?
Well, yeah, there are. Yeah, you wouldn't see a man in
all those were women's styles then, weren't they? Well, tennis shoes,
loafers.
I guess. Loafers could be.
Any
other styles you can think of?
Flat loafers.
Right. What about other things you call men's shoes besides loafers, tennis shoes, any other men's that you named there?
I don't know. Satellites are super bad.
Satellite. What about hairstyles? Various types of styles.
Well, let's see. There's the bowl cut, crew cut, the shag.
Are those men's?
Well, bowl you can have men's, and a crew cut is men's.
Okay.
And shag could be men's. These days, that's everything we men's and women's. You had the blunt cut, that can be men's as well. I haven't gotten my hair cut in for long. Bangs? Men and women? I don't know.
Any other hairstyles you can think of?
What, hairstyles? Oh, you put it in a bun. A chignon, you know how to call it? A French twist, French braid. Under braiding. That looks really nice. French twist.
These are all women's styles? Now.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to go through the hair.
Okay. Any other styles you can think of?
Not myself.
Yeah, gigantic note now to tell me to be very, very careful with this section.
Uh-oh.
What might you call a boy or a man with womanish ways?
Oh, no. How funny. This is funny. Okay. Effeminate?
Boy or a man with effeminate ways. With womanish ways. You said effeminate, right?
Effeminate.
All right, you might say they're effeminate.
I would say effeminate.